Hour.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Toll free here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where the features we share with you are completely free, and those features do include the ability for you to actually basically edit the front page of the website. I don't know what I'm hearing there. But anyway, you can edit the front page of the website by submitting content to it.
It sounds like someone is drilling into your home.
Then it can be, I know what they're doing. They're probably doing something over the Keene Activist, the Keene Activism Center. I'm glad you identified what it was, because I was like, what is that? Our listeners have no idea what we're talking about. So, yeah, go to the front page of freetalklive.com, submit stuff to that front page, and it will be voted on by you and other listeners. You can vote on the stuff you see there right now. You do need to have a Reddit account to make that possible, but it makes it easy and makes it so we can know what you think is interesting, what you would like to discuss. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and let's go to the phones where I believe we have Howard in Philly on the line. Hello, Howard.
Hey, hi. I'm calling about, because I'm about the Adam Kokesh call. You know, you guys brought it up, and I was listening to Adam Kokesh. I don't mean to not say hello to both of you, but you've heard me say hello way too many times. But, like, I've followed his struggles, and you guys have, like, been friends with Adam, and you've been very vocal about trying to be supportive. But there's, like, a lot of thoughts of mine, because this whole thing is, like, just weird to me, like, what Chris is saying, and my own experience from listening to Adam.
Just so you, for our listeners that are just tuning in, what you're referring to is Adam Kokesh. He's a liberty activist. He's currently in prison in D.C. awaiting trial on gun and drug charges. He cocked a shotgun in an open area of D.C. and caught it on video, and that's why they went after him. And it looks like things might be falling apart behind the scenes with the Adam Kokesh team. So that's what we were talking about earlier in the show. I just want to make
Thank
sure
you.
Listeners just
yeah.
tuning in were brought up to speed. Go ahead, Howard.
Thank you. That was cool, Ian, for that description. But, yeah, just as a listener, I learned of him really from Free Talk Live, and he's done activism in Philadelphia where I live with the Smokeouts.
That's right.
The Smokeouts had gone on for a long time, but then Adam seemed to get involved, and the feds targeted him, and everything's gone, like, changed since then, with many of the activists in Philly Normal have been charged federally, and they're dealing with that stuff now, too. But then so I started listening to Adam and his podcast, and I'm also a fan of Free Talk Live for a long time, but I would listen to Adam's podcast, and he has a very different style than Free Talk Live. And I admire activists, and I admire people that are brave enough to speak out. But I just thought Adam had a different style, and I always sensed that, like, even though you were always supportive of Adam, Ian, you always, like, kind of had a different view, and you were always kind of wary, because I listened to him when he's, like, was doing all his activism in Philly, and he started getting busted. And then he went and did that thing in D.C., and the cops were already on him, but it was just a weird process because he knew that they were going to come to get him after he produced that video. And all, everything, all the media and Free Talk Live, everybody, like, was saying their opinions of what they thought he was doing. It was a publicity stunt or what he was doing. It didn't make sense. And I know, Ian, your activism, your civil disobedience is very impressive to me, but I think I try to keep an open mind, but I just saw Adam as being, like, not right. So I kept listening to the show, and as things progressed, like, Adam got locked up. They raided his house, and they actually found mushrooms in his safe. Like, which
so they
is
claim.
The wildest thing. Adam is an intelligent man, and that's, like, I can't believe, like, they wouldn't have expected that and had their house clean of any kind of illegal narcotics, but then, so that's the reason I kind of believe it when Adam says, like, they were planted. They might have been, yeah, the feds, they targeted him. So it was,
yeah, it's plausible.
Listening to what I'm trying to say really quick before you cut me off, because I'm only calling in because nobody else has, and I just feel it's important that don't forget Adam, because, like, I'm just trying to express these thoughts, and I know that...
Well, I certainly haven't forgotten Adam.
You have
Adam,
your own
I mean...
feelings about that. No, not at all, Ian. You're very supportive of him. But
well, I'm as supportive as I can be. I mean,
much more, yeah.
I'm as supportive as I can be. I mean, I don't agree with what he did. I don't think it was a good thing to do. But as you pointed out, everybody's got their opinion about it. And you know, to his credit, a lot of people have opinions about what he did. And if you know, they're either talking about you or they're not.
I just want to say, and the whole story afterwards, he had a crew with him. And you had Chris Cantwell on the show earlier, and you're telling like these things that I've just heard tonight because I used to listen to Adam's. I was listening to Adam's podcast from jail, and he's been podcasting from jail, like, as much as he could in the past 2 weeks, but I haven't heard him in, like, the past, like, week or something. It stopped, and it was weird, because he was podcasting from a prison phone, like a jail phone, and they cut him off, and he called back in, you know, the operator calling in and saying, you're calling from D.C. County Jail, all that, but he was still trying, and he sounded really positive, so I give him a lot of credit for that, and so then I hear this news tonight that all the people that were with him screwed him. And I just wanted to say I had a feeling, like, I never sensed the good thing from them. And I'm not trying to say I know anybody.
Well, yeah, and I don't know if anybody screwed him. Those are allegations. We don't know if they're true.
Yeah, I don't know what Chris is saying. Where did you hear all this information? Like, how did you know
that? Well, okay, so if you go to our Facebook page, you go to facebook.freetalklive.com, or if you follow us on Twitter or Google+, one of the first posts.
I don't use social media like that. So
okay, well, I'm sorry. One of the first posts that I made tonight was a direct link to shieldmutual.com, and I guess if you just go to shieldmutual.com, you'll probably see the article
okay,
there.
I'll
thanks. Thank you for the call, by the way, Howard.
Right,
I do appreciate hearing from you tonight. If you go to shieldmutual.com, it's probably one of the newest posts. It may be the newest post because it just went up yesterday, where George Donnelly does outline all of these allegations. Now, I'm not going to say anybody stole anything from anybody. I don't know. I did not take the time. I read George's post, most of it last night, but I did not read through all the screenshots. I mean, George has all manner of screenshots and, like, you know, background information. I'm not really that interested in the who did what to whom aspect of this. I'm just interested in the aspect of, wow, what a debacle. Wow,
right.
This is unfortunate. Boy, I feel sorry for the people who, you know, they gave money to this effort expecting
it would
be
useful. One of the thoughts I had earlier, too, that I forgot, and now it's good that you've mentioned that again, is that I think one lesson to take in for activists about this just being a debacle, is to have a plan, you know, to have some sort of a better plan in order for, you know, to have your affairs in order if you do end up in, you know, in jail or in prison, that you need to have some sort of a plan to have someone be managing your assets while you're in there, you know, and to have someone you can trust, you know, and to have maybe a plan B if, you know, some of the people you trust maybe weren't so trustworthy.
Well, as was pointed out by Chris Cantwell earlier, Adam Kokesh says he trusts these folks.
Right.
So maybe, you know, maybe there's misinformation on George's part. Maybe there's, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know who's telling the truth.
Sure.
I don't know what the truth is. All I know, it just doesn't look good from the outside.
Right.
And I have to say that when I was being sentenced to jail, I thought I was going to be able to go home that day. I thought I was going to be able to say, all right, I'm appealing, and get another 30 days to get my affairs in order. When I went to jail for 58 days, I thought I was going to have more time, but they took me right then. So sometimes your plans don't go as you're expecting, and really then it's just up to your friends, in this case your activist friends, to pick up the ball and run with it. And I guess at least on Free Talk Live, Mark has a financial interest in the show, and so he was not in jail, and I was, and so he was able to be that head. He didn't like it, but he stepped up into that role, and he managed to help out. Of course, I was contacting him on a daily basis to help walk him through stuff that he needed to know, but regardless, some things, you know, were not able to be held up to the standards that they should have been. I mean, if a show couldn't do their if a guy couldn't be on LRN.FM on his show, I wasn't there to fix that problem, you know.
Right.
So there was a lot of dead air as a result of that. There's things are gonna fall through the cracks. Ultimately, the question is, are the people who are willing to assist, are they trustworthy? And if you're in a place like New Hampshire where there's a tight-knit community of activists that's a large community, then I think that people who are doing shady things are more likely to be outed sooner rather than when it's too late. There's more coming up. 855-450-FREE. You take control.
We all know how useful Bitcoins are, but how can you cash out Bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out Bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your Bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling Bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control, toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. So enjoy the features that you find there. Features including the archives. You can click download and get as many episodes of Free Talk Live as you like. all completely free. So once again, go to freetalklive.com to accomplish that. And by the way, the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. You can connect with us that way. And the username that you can use there is lrn.fm. You want to sound really great on the air? If you've got Skype, it's worth the extra time and effort you'll have to put in to make that call. You do have to send a contact request to us. It will be accepted. And then from that point on, it's easy for you to get on the air here through Skype. Again, username lrn.fm. We're going to get into...
You know what? At least one in six people can't get talk to us through Skype.
They can?
They can't.
They can't. Oh, right. Because of their beliefs about the Internet?
That's right.
We're going to get into the people in the United States who refuse to use the Internet here in a moment. But first, I want to tell you about the Log Home Builders Association. Maybe you're thinking about building your own home. But let me tell you, it is a daunting process. There's a lot of ground to cover as far as, you know, different materials and options and possibilities for building and where do you begin? Well, how about looking at an option that actually doesn't require you to have a mortgage? Most of the members of the Log Home Builders Association, which is a nonprofit educational organization dedicated to helping people build their own log homes since 1965, most of their members have built without a mortgage, and they pay for the home as they go. In fact, you can do it with no previous construction experience required. You can build the home from scratch without a kit. You can find your own logs on your own property, or they'll help you out, and they'll, you know, give you information on how best to find those materials if that's what you need to do. They've got lifetime support and help from the LHBA staff and other log home builders on their online community. You can build with local materials. You can order them from wherever you can get the best price, and they'll help you with that stuff. Their founder, Skip Ellsworth, is famous for saying, if you think building a log home is hard, you should try paying off a 30-year mortgage. So how do you learn how to do this? You visit them at their seminar in Vegas. The next class is coming up November 7th and 8th, and there is a money-back guarantee. If you're not satisfied for any reason, they'll give you the full refund with no questions asked up to 3 months after you attend this class. So Vegas, next time, it's Thursday and Friday, November 7th and 8th this year. Visit loghomebuilders.org for more information or to sign up. And if you're a couple or your friends attending together, you get $100 off your ticket each. So once again, go to loghomebuilders.org. As we continue here, Johnson, you've got the story about people and their internet habits, or in this case, the complete lack, if not total opposition, to having an internet habit or spending any time online whatsoever.
Luddites. So apparently, some 15% of Americans refuse to use the internet. So, and this is despite the fact that, you know, most people, it's like, it's crazy, you know, it's almost like unstoppable how many people are getting online these mm-hmm. days. But apparently there's this large group of people that refuse to get online. This is according to a Pew study. A survey released on Wednesday found that in addition to the 15% of adults who don't use the internet on any device, another 9% say that they only go online at their workplace. I've met people like that.
That's an additional 9%.
Correct.
Meaning that that's almost one in four.
Yeah. No, it's over, right?
9 plus 15.
Oh, no, it's right at.
Yeah. Just under. Just under a
quarter. Just under, yep. Okay. So the report by Pew Research Center found a whopping 92% of these offline adults with no interest in using the internet or email in the near future.
It's fascinating.
That's a very strange sentence to me. Hold on. The report by the research found a whopping 92% of these offline adults with no interest in using the internet. Found what about them? Sorry, this
found that they had no interest in using the internet.
Yeah, just the way they phrased it was very strange.
Hard to find good help, Johnson.
A lot of these people are surprised to discover that not everyone is online, said Catherine Zakur, a Pew researcher.
Well, of course they are. Of course people are surprised about that, because being online is so ubiquitous in our lives today. It's common for people that we know. I mean, what, smartphone usage, I believe, mm-hmm. is at 50% among adults in the United States. That's huge. One out of every two people has a smartphone. So it's very common in our lives for us to encounter other people who, you know, can reference memes and the things that we see on Facebook and all that. And it's a big part of our culture.
Which, by the way, if you really think about that, if half of everyone in America has a smartphone, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means, and a quarter of everyone in America refuses to use the internet. That means
that
half of people who don't have smartphones refuse to use the internet.
That's about right.
Which is very strange. That just means that there's only a quarter of Americans who just happen to not have a smartphone.
Maybe it's too expensive for them or whatever. But that's going to change because the phones keep getting better and the prices competition brings the price down and all that. But you know, just to focus on the idea of why this is a surprise to people, to the average person who is interneted. Mm-hmm. It seems unbelievable that somebody wouldn't have the internet. Just in the same way that people who, a lot of people used to watch television, for instance.
I disagree with that statement that you just made, that it seems unbelievable. It's completely believable.
No. I believe it, and you believe it. But to the average person who is, they're just completely imbued with internet. I mean, all of their life is spent online at some point. You know, they're online when they're on the train to work, on their smartphone or their tablet. Mm-hmm. When they get to work, they're online on their work computer. When they're at home, they're on a desktop or laptop computer. I mean, it's very, for me, it's part of my job.
Sure, yeah.
And for a lot of people, it's that way. It's easy to get myopic and think that, oh, well, everybody must be like this. I know that you don't think that way,
right.
But it's easy to fall into that trap of thinking, oh, well, all my friends do this, and so therefore everybody does
it. It always comes back to me calling people dum-dums.
And you think about, well, the thing is, the people are so absorbed in their own lives, so of course they don't think about the other people who have a completely different lifestyle.
Sure. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that the people who absolutely refuse to go on the internet, you know, that they, I'm sure a lot of those people are Luddites,
mm-hmm.
You know, that they really don't want to have anything to do with technology. They don't want to be exposed.
No, they had a phone. They had a phone because this was probably a phone survey.
Sure, but having a phone, and when I say technology, I don't necessarily consider phone. Oh, not exactly.
You mean tech from within the last decade or two?
Sure, yeah, exactly. You know, like having being exposed to the internet. That's the devil. You know, like I'm sure that there's
a good
portion of those people who are refusing to get online are, you know, probably heavily religious. I mean,
maybe.
Amish comes to mind off the bat.
Well, there's certainly not 15% Amish,
but
what I want to know is of this, again, it's 15% that just refuse to get online, not another 9% on top only do it at work because they have to. So what percentage of these people, while they're at home, have, say, television?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would be very interesting to dig into that 15% and learn more about them and their habits. Because I imagine some of them are the 15% all people who absolutely refuse, or are some of them like folks that live out in the woods and they can't get it if they wanted the internet? So I'd like to get into more of this.
Some more details on this. So
the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You are welcome to comment. Maybe you're out there. I mean, because our internet listeners obviously have us online, but what about all our radio listeners? Maybe there's some of those 15% are out there tonight. Call us toll-free, 855-450-FREE, if you have a phone.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power." A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 855-453. And that is the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the things that you can do is you can support the show by going to promote.freetalklive.com. There's a list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears. Of course, one of the most effective things is to share us on your favorite social networking site, share your favorite episode, paste the link right into an update that you post. Hey, I'm listening to Free Talk Live and blah, 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 whatever. We really appreciate it when you do that. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. There's other things there like graphics that you can use on your website to turn into a banner for Free Talk Live, or maybe even a flyer that you can print out in real life and distribute and spread the word that way. Maybe you get a local station on the air in your local area and you want to promote them airing Free Talk Live. You can do that too. All those tools are available through promote.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can learn how to get a free bumper sticker there as well. Once again, that is promote.freetalklive.com. I want to tell you about ProXPN. ProXPN.com/FTL. That's our special entry point. You add that slash FTL and it lets them know you came from us, which is important. But ProXPN is a global virtual private network. It works on almost any internet connection, on any operating system, Mac, Windows, Linux, they've got it for all three, plus iOS and Android, they've got apps now for the phones. And basically what it does is it encrypts all of your data. So it doesn't matter what you're doing online. You can, you know, run torrents. You can browse. You can FTP, IRC. You name the internet thing that you do, and these guys will encrypt it right out from your network card to their servers in whatever country you select. They've got servers in different options around the world, and then your internet's requests are sent from their server rather than your internet service provider. So your internet service provider has no idea to which websites you are visiting. They have no clue. And the websites you're visiting don't know where you are. Because normally when you go to a website, they get your IP address. And then based on the IP address, they can generally figure out where you're at. They can figure out what your ISP is, and they can figure out where you physically are. Not the exact location, but the general area. ProXVPN protects you from all that. Plus, it protects you from snoops, maybe trying to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets and invade your privacy that way. It's a really smart idea.
I can tell you another use that always bugged me. So there's a lot of, when you get a lot of access points, for example, trains, sometimes hotels, they control what kind of websites you can visit.
Correct.
And if you have a VPN, you don't have that problem.
ProXVPN solves that problem. And even if you're in another country that's trying to control what you can see, ProXVPN solves that problem as well. So go to proxvpn.com/FTL, get signed up. You can use it for free. They have a free account. Now, it's slightly limited. There's a bandwidth limitation on the free account, and you also cannot run torrents with the free account. But when you're ready to upgrade to the premium account, you can use whatever you want. You can run torrents, no problem. And there's unlimited bandwidth as well. So proxvpn.com/FTL, sign up there, get started, and when you're ready to upgrade to the premium account, use code FTL20. You'll receive 20% off for the lifetime of your account. If you buy the year-long package with the 20% off code FTL20, you're going to get the price down to $5 a month.
Wow.
Which is absolutely incredible. That's for really the services good. That you're getting. ProXVPN.com/FTL. The code when you sign up is FTL20. We're talking about the internet, the people who refuse to use the internet, and there's the shocking numbers. 15% of Americans do not get online. Now, Johnson, can you refresh me on that? Are these people who refuse under any circumstance to get online, or does it include people who just can't? Maybe it's because they live out in the woods and there's just no internet whatsoever.
Well, it says here that most offline adults either don't see the internet as relevant to them or feel that it would not be worth the effort.
Okay, because if you're in the woods, you've got to get a satellite system, right? So there's some effort involved. That's a pain in the butt. But fascinating. Do we have somebody who wanted to talk about that?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. We've got Helen calling from Ithaca.
Helen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm an Amish Luddite who... No, actually, I'm totally computer literate. I took, like, assembler programming. I never worked as a programmer, but I got a decent grade. I got, like, a plus or something at the thing. But first of all, there's pluses and minuses. The pluses are, well, first, I don't have to pay for it. I don't have, like, people sending me stuff ad nauseum, you know, and expecting that every time they send me something, I'm reading it. Because I tell them, I said, you should, like, invest in a carrier pigeon or something, because I'm not going up to Cornell to read my email, you know, so just don't even assume that I received it, you know. So call me on the phone. You have my phone number.
So you're saying you do not have an internet access account at your home?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And have you ever had one?
Yeah.
You did. But then at some point you decided you didn't want it anymore?
It saves money and it's more peaceful like this. And people can pick up the phone and call me if they want to tell me something. But the bad side, the downside is, like, if I want to speak of a topic or something, like, let's say, calling you or something, and that I can't research the thing immediately, you know, and I have to rely on my memory. But then that's a good thing, because then I'm exercising my memory, which is a good thing. So.
Presuming your memory's correct, which is could be a factor there.
See, close by is a public library. It's, like, 2 blocks from my house. But you've got to go there, you've got to sign in, get a wait in line, and you can only use their computers for 1 hour. So it's better for me to go to Cornell. I could park my behind down and use their computers all day long if I wanted to do that, you know.
So you're not completely against it. As you said, through Cornell you have an account. You could go there and use that. You could go to the public library. You're not unfamiliar with the use of the Internet. You just prefer to have it not in your home life.
And it's peaceful. Like, people can't bug you constantly, you know?
I can't say I blame you. I mean, I hate that my email box rules my life. There are things that I do not like about, you know, being online constantly. And, Helen, I want to thank you for the call and sharing your experience with us. Do appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thanks for the call at 855-450-FREE. I don't like it. I mean, whenever emails come in, I feel obligated to deal with them, because if I don't, then they just keep coming. And then they just start stacking up, and then it gets overwhelming and really frustrating.
I've got the worst thing. I subscribe to some RSS feeds, and I used to keep up with it, and there was a time where I was offline and just really busy.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've just stopped checking one feed that I really want to read, but now it's got like well over 1,000 stories, but I still have this desire to go through it and catch up on the entire feed.
Oh, no.
But what I do is I don't read every story, but I do read every headline in the feed. But it's so much.
It's a lot.
It's going to take me like an hour to go through this feed, or maybe even an hour and a half.
It's not unfamiliar for me.
You know, where you just, I'm continually hitting the key that goes, do I want to read the story next? You know, and I'll star the stories that I want to go back to. But still, even going through, if you're going through 1,000 headlines.
Oh, I know.
Just to look at the stories that, I need to go through this pile just to see what I actually want to read.
When I got out of email, I had like 2,000, got out of email. When I got out of jail, I had like 2,000 emails to go through, and it was awful.
Oh, wow.
It was awful. Anyway, is there more?
Yeah.
By the way, for those that are listening and I'm asking these questions like I don't know, I'm sitting across the table on the other side from Johnson. Our webcam viewers knew that something was different at the beginning of the hour, and Johnson is running the board and the technical side of things.
I'm learning me some computers.
He will be taking over the show in 2 weeks' time when Mark and myself are at the Talkers Convention in Los Angeles. So we're getting him some experience here.
When I say that there's more, I actually mean that we have a caller on the line.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, Scott calling from St. George, Utah, which is actually really interesting. I want to ask him about something else, too. But
Scott, you're on Free Talk Live, and I presume listening to KZNU. Good evening, sir.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I know what you guys are going to ask me about St. George banning the porn.
Yeah, sure. Didn't you call about that a couple days ago?
I didn't. I've seen it online a couple days ago and thought it was funny, but I just want to know if you guys knew that was a joke.
It's a total joke.
National Report. Yeah,
total joke. So you're going to love it. Okay. Scott, hang on. We're going to bring you back. We'll bring you back here in a moment, but you'll love this, Johnson. The guy that called, I guess it wasn't Scott, there was another gentleman from listening to KZNU in St. George. When we first started talking about this, he called after we realized that it was a hoax, and he said that apparently the news girl in the morning on the station read it as though it were true.
Oh.
Now, she corrected herself later when she found out the truth, but that's pretty funny. So I'm glad it wasn't just us that got taken.
Yeah.
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're a man, as the years go by, you could start feeling like you're missing out on some of the passion, performance, and drive you'd like to have. So if that's the way you're feeling these days, you now have an important choice to make. You can say, why me, and feel sorry for yourself. Or you can say, not me, and fight for your manhood by calling now to receive a complimentary bottle of Nugenix at 1-800-919-5286. Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting breakthrough with a unique combination of key natural ingredients that have been clinically tested to invigorate a man's body to increase his libido. With Nugenix, you can enjoy more passion, more performance, and more drive, too. So if you're ready to feel like the best man you can be, call now for your complimentary bottle. Nugenix is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by calling now. 1-800-919-5286. 1-800-919-5286.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UnveilingThem.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments, via the toll-free number, which is brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-450-FREE, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy features for free. And some of those features include archives, the bulletin board system, and more. It's all totally free, so enjoy it at freetalklive.com. With you in studio, Ian here.
And Johnson.
We've been talking about, well, Johnson, as you described them, Luddites, people who refuse. 15% of Americans just not interested in that internet thing. They,
right.
They have their reasons for it. Some believe it's too much of a hassle to get on board. Others, I forget the other reason. I don't have the article in front
of me. Some people cite issues such as spam, spyware, and hackers. They're going to hack my brain!
Some of those reasons are valid. I liked Helen's points. She didn't like just having to deal with getting emails and feeling obligated to it. I don't blame her for that. I feel the same way sometimes, but I know that I couldn't do my business if it weren't for the internet. We would not be here tonight. Free Talk Live would not exist. If it did exist, it would not exist in the same way. You know, maybe we'd be a local show somewhere. We wouldn't be on over 100 stations coast to coast. So for me, as much as I might, you know, not appreciate some things about being online, there's way more to appreciate about it, and I'm grateful that I have the opportunity to be there. And if it weren't for the internet, the Free State Project wouldn't exist. Not only would we not be on radio, we would not be here in New Hampshire. We would not have this amazing activism movement that is really making headway. So the internet does so much, I think, for humanity. It's a shame that some people aren't interested in it, but hey, that's their choice. They're certainly free to do that. Let's go back to the phones. We had Scott on the line. I believe he's still there in St. George, Utah. Scott, you barely had a chance to get a few words out before we had to go to the break, so go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, no problem. I just wanted to say that thing about St. George. What's funny about it, the thing, I don't know if people know what's going on, but there's a fake news story about how we banned porn here. The city did, and the police and the sheriffs were going to go around arresting people for it, trying to get their IP address and all that.
Mm-hmm.
The funny part about that, the really funniest part, is that everyone here had no trouble believing it. You know, in California, people that would have just been an instant joke, but here people actually believed it, and they were talking about it around town. It's pretty
hilarious. I believed it. We opened the show with that story a couple nights ago. It sounded totally plausible, right up until the line about them banning produce.
Yeah, The National Report
is a lot like The Onion, except for their stories tend to be a little bit more believable, and their site looks like one of these.
It looks like a conservative,
poorly
site.
Designed conservative news sites.
Yep, they've got like a picture of Sarah Palin at the top as well. So
yeah, but that's who they say is like their ace reporters, and Sarah Palin is supposedly one of them.
Right, but just seeing her up there gives it that you know aura of legitimacy.
Right. Yeah, it's easier to fall for sure.
So I would recommend people, if you're online, you know, watch out for sites like the National Report or
you never know what they're going to be. There are a bunch of satire sites out there that are kind of vying to be the next Onion.
But even not even just the satire sites, but I think people also need to watch out for some sites. You know, sometimes there are sites, and, you know, I mean, I think people need to watch out if you see an article from, like, Natural News or InfoWars.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, take everything with a grain of salt. Scott?
For sure. I kind of think this ties into what you guys are talking about, because I think a lot of people are disillusioned with what they find on the Internet a lot of the time, so they think it's just all false, and they don't want to listen to any of it anymore. They'd rather go back to getting their news from
TV, where it's always the truth.
Well, it's all not the truth, but you know what I mean.
There's a perception that television stations have that makes them seem more authoritative to people who are of the old school mentality, but certainly the people that are, you know, more new media focused don't really believe the old TV stations anymore, and they have less credibility now. And it almost seems like television news is just kind of go along news. Like, they just kind of pull their stories from the internet now, and they report. They'll even report on what the internet is doing. Oh, this is the viral video of the week, and then they'll show you the video, and they'll, oh, here's some Twitter comments about it. So it's interesting to watch how mainstream media has kind of tagged along, I guess, with the internet. It's fascinating.
A little obnoxiously so, in my opinion.
Yeah, sure. Scott, anything else you want to share?
I'm not one of those people that would ever give up the internet, but I do like to take one weekend or so, or one week even, every few months, and completely not go on there. Just, you know, go hiking and do whatever else, and then come back to it after a week, and I feel rejuvenated and not so bogged down by it as much. But
awesome. I like that idea.
I think that's good to do.
Thank you, Scott, for the call tonight.
Not altogether. I
appreciate it.
Bitcoin,
go ahead.
Real quick.
Sure.
When you convert your cash into Bitcoin, do they charge any kind of fee for that, or how do these companies get incentive to do that?
Cashintocoins.com, they do have a fee involved, but from what I understand, last I looked at the site, there was fee-free Friday. So you can go to cashintocoins.com, and the gimmick is that Friday it's fee-free up through the first $10,000 in business that he gets. So if you're quick about it on Friday, you can get no fee. But yeah, generally the guy's got to make some money.
And those fees are generally smaller in general than say transactions fees are when you're using something, you know, like a credit card or a PayPal or whatever.
Well, any old time you transfer money from one, you know, currency into another.
Well, not transferring bitcoins from person to person, that's free.
No, but what I'm saying, when you're transferring money from one form to another, when you're transferring, you know, dollars to drachma or Canadian dollars or whatever, there's going to be a fee involved.
I guess my suggestion is that you're still getting a better deal with bitcoins, because even if you have to go through a conversion fee, you're still paying a much lower rate than if you were paying transactional fees, is what I'm
saying. That's definitely true. Overall, the fee amounts are lower with Bitcoin, certainly over time. But yeah, there's a fee involved, and that's to be expected. The guy's got to make some money somehow, right?
Yeah, of course. I'm just looking into it. I want to know that it's not a huge fee. It's just kind of
He outlines the detail. I can't tell you offhand what it is, but if you go to cashintocoins.com, then look at the frequently asked questions. I think there's actually a page about the fees. So
my immediate thought is that it's probably going to be lower than what you would be spending if you were transacting through, say, a PayPal.
Thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. 855 450 free. Johnson, more to share from the story here.
Sure. So, you know, I was going over some of the statistics here from this survey. So 34% of Americans said the internet is not relevant to them. They're not interested. They don't want to use it. Or they have no need for it.
34%.
34% of the...
Oh, of the 15?
Of the 15, yeah.
Okay.
32% in this group say they believe that using the internet is difficult or frustrating. You know, and then they're citing issues such as spam, spyware, and hackers.
Yeah.
Pew found also that 19% of non-internet users cited the expense of owning a computer or online connections, and just 7% said the internet was just not available to them. So that's sort of
fascinating.
Yeah. The report said the percentage of Americans using the internet grew sharply from 1995, when it was just 14% were online.
I was there.
Yeah, I was there as well. But
oh, man, I remember that. You remember back when, in the beginning? Let's reminisce.
Remember GeoCities and Tripod?
Yeah, but I remember what it was like to connect to the internet. If you wanted graphics, you had to do something special. There was like this thing you would connect to an internet service provider, and then you'd have to start a special like PPP client, and it would like turn on graphics mode.
Oh my god! I completely forgot about PPP client.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was when you were getting on the internet through AOL or Prodigy or CompuServe.
Well, I guess they did it too, but I remember back in the day, I used to connect through the Alachua Freenet. They had in Gainesville, Florida.
Sure.
I didn't even live in Gainesville, but I used to use their service to connect. It was
right.
Interesting.
Wow.
So you'd have to dial up and then, old school.
Really old school. But then again, you and I are also really old school in that we were both using bulletin board systems where you had to dial in with a modem before the internet even existed.
Yeah. If you want to see what those are like, they still exist. You can do them through Telnet now.
Wow.
You didn't know that. You knew that, right?
I knew that they kind of existed, but I mean, I'm sure it's not really like a big thing. But I mean, I wonder.
There's enough people, I guess, to keep it going.
I wonder how many of those really exist. You know, how big is that?
There's some lists out there.
What I would like to see happen, you know, this is, you know, techie geeks, here's my idea. I'd really like to see this happen. I'd like to see, because, you know, 2,400 baud, you probably don't need that much bandwidth. And you would know, you might be able to answer me about whether or not this is a crazy idea with your knowledge of radio-ness.
Okay.
I would think that, you know, like a 2,400 baud, 56, you know, whatever, a 56.6 back in modem days, that you could use that same technology because it is just an audio signal, right?
Yeah.
Couldn't you have some sort of like a shortwave modem, BBS kind of
so thing? The ham operators have this, and they've been doing it for a long time.
Right.
I cannot tell you offhand what the highest bit rate they get is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very high because, you know, if you've got a signal that's not so great, you're going to have a lot of redundancy of data that's going back and forth. So the hams do this. They have data packets that they can send over the airwaves.
So if there's a disaster, we could still have SlowNet.
It's true. And it's very, very limited. The speed, it might even be 300 baud. I don't know. It's not very good. That's all I got for you right now because we're out of time. We'll be back tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to LifeWatch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with LifeWatch. Dial 800-522-8286.
I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.